Podtacular episode 106, Halo 3 show for the week of March 26th, 2007.
Alright, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
Well, hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Fumo Jive.
Hi, I'm JVP.
I'm the Decode.
And I'm Gamer Andy.
Welcome. Yay.
Okay, I'm done talking like that now. As much like fun Gamer as it Andy. Is.
I'm sure.
Welcome aboard, Gamer Andy and Decode.
Hello.
Welcome, guys.
Nice to have you guys on, Mr. Anderson.
Well, it's glad good to be here, you know?
As you can see, we've been watching you for...
In the neighborhood.
Some time now.
Oh, well, I'm not sure that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Did you watch South Park recently?
Yeah, about that.
It seems you've been living two lives.
Two lives. One is Gamer and one is Andy.
Ooh.
Well, hey, we got Diddy Code from the Podtacular community. Welcome, brother.
Right. Thank you very much.
Right, and we got Gamer Andy
here for a while.
Yeah, man.
From Gamer Andy Live. Yeah, that's me. You know, I gotta say, your show has the unique quality, but it has some of the most awkward silences that I've ever heard. I mean, really.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment.
I say it with love. You know. But I mean, it's the strangest thing. You know, everyone will be laughing, and then like the laughing will kind of die. And with most things, you know, you'd go kind of right into it before the laughter dies. But you guys just you kind of wait, and so there's this second of kind of damn it, what do we do next?
What's going on?
Yeah,
I love it.
That's me. That's me recuperating from my asthma attack.
Fair enough.
Okay, like, doing it right now. And then you hear, if you listen closely, you hear the pump in the background. Babe, up the oxygen, please.
Nice. Yeah, well...
like now.
Yeah, right there. There you go. That's one of them. Chalk that one up.
Now we're going to be cautious, you know.
Yeah, really. Now we're going to be all self-conscious about it. Hey, tell us about...
Damn it, there goes that awkward pause.
Tell us about what you do in the game community stuff, man.
What I do? Ooh, that's a good one. I take advantage of our listeners and use them to leverage myself to game companies, where we then attend events for them.
Nice.
You know, I'm what they call a man of the people. No.
Yeah.
So no.
The people's champ.
Yeah. No, so actually, I run a community site that is actually shutting down, GamerAndy.com. We've been up for about 2 years, and it's finally a bit too much, so we're shutting down the site and joining forces with WorthPlaying.com and WorthDownloading.com to become their official podcast. So it'll be GamerAndy Live at WorthPlaying.com or WorthPlaying presents GamerAndy Live or something like that. So
nice.
Cool.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you know, I love doing the show, but I'm so tired of just running the site. The site is just so much work. You know, with the show, you know, you just get on there and you just bullshit for
for
2 hours. As you can tell, I'm used to doing an uncensored podcast. So I'm gonna try to be better about that. Just that'll be my one battle.
Okay. Yeah, don't worry. Fumo Jive will be busy on the beep button. Beep, beep.
Indeed.
If only I had a beep button.
So,
yeah.
So,
well,
what do you guys do? Tell me about your side.
Oh, you know, we fart around and.
all right. That's sweet.
Yeah,
that's sweet.
Yeah, you know, we have a large Halo-based community and just place where we all can gather and just talk about things in general besides Halo. I mean, anywhere from
Xbox,
Beanie's and
blabber.
Yeah, Beanie's, music. Yeah.
Well, what about Decoded? Cars. What does he do? What's your job, Decoded?
I'm just another dude in the community.
Oh, so you're the dude.
Yeah, he's
the
just
dude.
The dude okay. That we were
the
trying
dude.
To contact to go to this special event that someone was helping us promote.
Hey, fair enough, fair enough.
Yeah, speaking of which, in case you guys are on the forums as well, Gamer Andy is also the secret SF San Francisco guy.
Ooh.
Oh, that was trying.
Yeah, that was me, and I'm really sorry that didn't end up working out. There were some miscommunications there, but this new deal we got is going to make it so we're going to a lot more events, and so we're definitely going to take someone from Podtacular with us. JVB, are you on the West Coast?
Nah, man, I'm in the freaking left coast. I'm in Florida.
You're in Florida. Why did I think you were out here? Okay, so what about you, Fuji?
Because I'm
driver?
Cool.
Where are you located, man?
I am also on the East Coast. Or the left coast, as JVB calls it.
Even though that's wrong.
It's
okay.
Left of somewhere, I guess.
Yeah, it's left.
Left out.
Left out.
Left out is right.
Oh, I gotcha. Clever, clever.
Left of Puerto Rico.
Clever. Yeah.
We, all right.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is the this is the Halo 3 show where we're going to be talking all about the latest info on Halo 3. And man, we put a call out for stuff for people to send in on Halo 3 on podtacular.com, right? And we got an outrageous response this time. I mean, last time in Gra 2, there's limited people that had the game or even cared about the game. So
we like
had like
5 responses.
Yeah.
I have it. I can't play it.
Dude.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
But yeah, because the Xbox had the.
But these responses, they kind of bring it back old school, because back in the days, at the Halo 2's highest peak, we used to get, you know, this amount of responses. And there's too many to read, so, I mean, obviously you guys are going to have to go to the show notes.
Yeah. We got enough for, like, 3 or 4 shows here.
Well, I mean, you know, it sounds like everybody, I mean, we're getting real close to that beta, the mysterious spring date for the beta. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, there's definitely a seedy underbelly of the gaming hardcore scene that's going to just rise up and raise a fist and exclaim their love for the Halo 3 universe.
Yep. Even the haters are gonna come out, because there's a lot of people who hate Halo 2, and it's almost become fashionable to hate it for some reason or another. But
well, that's what happens when you sell millions and millions of copies of a game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And now it's all mainstream and stuff with like the frat boys. Oh my god.
I hate it. Frat boys play it. I hate it.
The frat boys.
I mean, that's like, God, being a frat boy is just like a fate worse than death, man. Who does that? Who really does that?
I'm a frat boy, dude. You respect me. Can you repeat that again, please? Because this is funny. What about your phone, dude? You gotta hear this. Say that again, dude.
Hey, so no, how often do you guys do a Halo 3 show?
About once a month.
About once a month. Yeah.
Once a month? Okay, fair enough. I had it in my head that you guys did it every other week, and I was like, wow, man, that's a lot of talk, considering... I mean, even one show a month is a lot of talk, considering how much info we get.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. So.
Well, it just shows that people are excited about this coming out, man. When we get this kind of response to to questions on Podtacular, is just amazing. But, you know, when things come out, as far as, like,
when... Halo fanboy.
When the beta comes out and such, or when we have like some significant info about it, I'll tell you, it's gonna be pretty wild. We're gonna do plenty of shows at that point on on Halo 3.
Oh yeah.
Well, hey, let's get started here. Let me let you guys know what we asked on podtacular.com questions, and then somebody can start us off. We have first one is, what do you think of the price hike for the legendary edition of Halo 3 to $130? Which edition do you plan to buy? What are you more excited about, the fiction and art book from the limited edition or the storyboard art and Master Chief helmet in the legendary edition? Because you don't get both. You have to pick one. You don't in the legendary edition, you do not get the fiction and art book.
You can get the special edition for $200. I mean, you know, it comes with both the legendary and the limited. You know, I mean, it's good stuff.
Yeah, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put the helmet around my neck. And just rock it like that, you know?
Nice.
A nice link, gold link chain.
Bling, bling, man.
I decided that I'm going to take my dog Bootsies and actually wear him around my neck, you know, put him on a nice gold chain and just, you know, rock it like that. No, what? Come on, the helmet.
Dude, I'm going to hang it from my mirror, man.
I'm going to be JV Bling.
JV Flavor Flav.
Yeah, exactly. You know, if the helmet was bigger, if the helmet was, you know, big enough that I could stick my big f***ing dome in it, God, I did it again. then it would be worth 130. But now, I mean, why would you do that? Why? I mean, all the content is going to be on the internet like 20 days before it comes out anyways.
Let your cat wear it.
Yeah, yes, clearly.
I don't even think a cat can wear it.
Well, hey, let me finish up these questions and let's get going here.
Sorry.
Let's see. What do you think of the new Mudgee.net? What do you like or dislike about it? Have you found any new secret corners Halo fans would be interested in? Another one, number four, how do you think Halo 3 will end? Any ideas on the storyline? Number five, if you were a designer for Halo 3, what else would you put in the game? Think of things like maps, weapons, game types, vehicles, or other features. Get creative. And number six, what is your favorite color? All right.
Can I answer number four real quick?
Sure.
Can I do that? Okay, sweet.
Do it.
I think we win. I'm pretty sure that Master Chief is going to kill the aliens, and we're going to win. Sweet. You know why? Because we're America.
Oh.
America.
Yeah, that's right. All right. So, okay, I just have to get that out there. So.
All right, so let's see. Decode, why don't you start us off, man?
Okay, Mr. Black 419 says, "Hi guys, I started listening to the show, and I think it's pretty cool. Look forward to Halo 3, as many are, but I was hoping you can answer my question as to possible achievements. Since every game has achievements to unlock on 360, I was wondering what were your thoughts and what kind of achievements will be in Halo 3, such as an achievement for Double Kill or Running Riot, ATC. Also, correct me if I'm wrong, but did Bungie say they were going to have real-time damage show on Master Chief's armor as you were going to play in the game? Such as if you were shot in the chest with a plasma rifle, and the damage shows up in the cinematic during gameplay. Thanks for taking the time to answer my two questions. Really appreciate it. Peace out."
All right. Real-time damage.
Not going to happen ever.
Really?
No, come on. It's not going to happen. I mean, yeah, that'd be kind of cool technically, I guess, but, I mean, how often do you see yourself, right?
Yeah, good point.
So, I mean, so like, if they assigned random damage to you, it's like, all right, well, we're going into level 2, so let's pretend he got hit here and here and here, and somebody really kicked him in the jaw, so his thing's kind of broken. I mean, how would you know? How would you know? I mean, so you go into the next scene, it's like, oh, it looks like he got kicked in the jaw.
Yeah, my jaw is crooked.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't seem... In multiplayer, maybe, but even there, latency would be such an issue, never going to happen.
Yeah.
It was a third person game.
Did you guys see the screenshot of the alpha where the Master Chief is on the ground and his visor, like the top of his helmet, is like detached and on the ground?
No.
Really? No, I didn't see that one. I mean, I believe I know which picture you're talking about, but I didn't notice that there was, you know, like a helmet detached.
Yeah, it was right out front of...
I mean, the picture quality wasn't all that good anyway, so...
Yeah, but it was terrible. it was definitely detached at the top and on the ground. I don't know. That's what I saw anyway. I don't know if that's damage or if it's just in the alpha or what, but... I don't know.
I think it was getting hot in that helmet.
Yeah, you know. Maybe he was taking a nap.
Yeah.
A dirt nap.
I don't wear my visor.
It's a better bet. Yeah. Right, exactly.
Yeah, right. My visor is dirty. I'm just going to put a map. I'm
going to lay this down and do, do, do.
Right. Yeah, so, I mean, body damage, real time body damage. Nah. Too much processing power to take up, memory. Just save it for something else.
Yep. JVB.
All right. Okay. Don't scream at me. All right, Marco Polo 7 says, "My speculation is based off the fact that we don't know exactly what the Ark is. In most people's mind, the Ark is a big forerunner weapon, and that it was depicted in the announcement trailer."
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Okay. Where my theory comes into play is that maybe massive structure that most think is the Ark is a large time machine type thingamajig.
Thingamajig.
Think about it. Chief is going to finish the fight, not one, but all of the fights he started if he goes back in time.
What?
Then he meets Forerunners.
Let's point out that he spelled finish with two N's. So technically, he's going
back in time to Finland.
Yes. Yeah, because back in time, that's how they spell finish. Wait.
It's old A school. Yeah.
So he says he'll meet the Forerunners, and with supposedly being one of the last Halo games, the game can end with Master Chief coming back to the present. And none of the Halos ever existed, and existed like he changed history. The humans and Covenant are in peace, in a peaceful civilization, until a total war breaks out, and that will lead into Halo Wars. I don't know. I mean, I read Ghost of the Vonix, and there was something similar to where there was like a slipstream portal. Something inside Onyx. I don't want to give away the whole story. And it was like kind of like a shelter for the Forerunners or whoever. I mean, they never really explained it, so maybe there's going to be some kind of tie-in between that book and the Halo 3 storyline.
I love Bungie games because they always bring out the absolute wackiest theories about what's really going on. Because the story tends to be important with their games. You know, you get into like the myth mm-hmm. franchise, the Oni stuff.
Yeah.
You know, Marathon, oh my god, so many conspiracy theories. And Halo, since it has such broad market appeal, just bring out the absolute wackiest theories. I mean,
yep.
All right, I can understand where they're going with the Ark is the big Forerunner weapon, but Time Machine? What? Who brought Time Machines into this? Yeah. Where did that come from?
Well, gigawatts.
Right, exactly, you know? Hold on, let me call Doc Brown real quick. I mean, what? Oh, we're going back to 1985! So, you know...
Back to the future!
I think you've got a really good theory there, but I think that, yeah, probably not. Probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Quick, we've got to go back to the future!
You have to save your son, John.
Okay, but the next question is like the best thing ever. The rest of the stuff I don't really care about. Armageddon writes in to say a few things, but the only thing I care about in there is elites wearing capes. Elites wearing capes. This is the single greatest idea I've heard pitched for Halo 3 in the entirety of its developmental time. Elites wearing capes with real-time ripples and reflections. They should be shiny, too. They should have portions of them covered with sequins, okay? Okay, so just picture this. Halo, Master Chief meets Liberace.
Yeah, I was just about to say Liberace, bro.
There you go. It's brilliant. It'll appeal to the hardcore gay because you got Master Chief in there, and it'll also appeal to geriatrics, 65 and over. It's perfect. We'll make millions.
Yeah, because Liberace did look like an elite. Listening? Yeah, they'll play the piano all the time and stuff like that.
Exactly, you know. What's the chief to do?
Yeah, exactly. Except counter them with Yanni.
Exactly, right, you know, with Cortana playing backup, you know, on her synths. She's got the synths.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. You know, I mean, there is nothing I like more than that idea. So Armageddon, you win 3 points for the day. That means you're ahead of everyone else by 1 point.
Everybody else has 2 points?
Yes, everyone else has 2 points. Anybody who wrote in automatically gets 2 points just for the effort, because that's what kind of guy I am.
Like an SAT. I mean,
that's what kind of guy I am.
You're
you know?
A good guy.
If you sign your name...
What a guy. What a guy.
Right there. I know. See, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? But with capes. Are there any other things here with capes?
I think we should end the show.
Yeah, look for capes. Let's see, no capes. All right, so that's the end.
Thanks, guys.
Well, let's see.
Batman ain't got nothing on me.
Jared writes in, he says, Jared. Hey, dudes, your show is awesome, but I got an idea for Halo 3, dudes.
Thanks.
Mabby, you can use the bumpers to switch weapons and reload.
My bye.
Yeah, my bye.
My bye.
Like double tap the bumpers to switch and single tap to reload or vice versa. This is just a suggestion. I would like to shout. I would like to shout to myself, and to my dog Butt. Keep on fragging cars.
What?
Butt, come here. I need you. Fetch me the remote, Butt.
My name is Butt.
Oh, God.
Oh, and the next one, I had to do two in a row, but the next one I forgot to put the name, and I remember who it was from. It was from, it was from Chucky J, who said, hey, Podtacker, hello to Fumo, JBB, and the mysterious mystery guest. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
I wanted to tell you some of my thoughts on Halo 3. Short version, I agree with most of what has been said in previous shows. For instance, humans must be the forerunners. That brings up the question, why don't the humans know this?
Amnesia.
I think Michael Jackson is a forerunner. Anyway. The Jackson 5, I believe, were the last of the forerunners. I mean, look at them.
Your butt is mine.
They don't look human.
Off topic. The Jackson 5 is the reason why I felt like it was worth my money to rent
Ben?
A new NBA Street game, because they have a really nice mix of
Jackson 5?
ABC?
Not ABC. It was the other
Gene?
One. something about Baby, but that's like all their songs.
Baby?
Ooh, never baby. Mind. Anyway, so one of their songs had a really nice remix of it, and I just looped that while I was doing other things. It was great.
You were looping to the Jackson 5.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah.
Nice little remix on in there.
Nice. I'm not mad at that.
Back to the future.
Oh, baby, give me one more chance.
Yeah, that's all.
Don't ask me how I knew.
That's okay.
I think they communicated with me.
So he also wanted to mention, thanks guys for all you do, and I hope more people can join us in the God Attack Your Bible study, which I'm now leading on Monday nights. Keep on bluffing wild draw fours. All right.
You guys have a Bible study?
Yeah, man.
I went to the last one. Yeah, brother. Cool.
It's on the the forums at podtacker.com. Yep.
Man, I don't have a Bible study. What's up with that?
Just now, dude.
Hey, Mirandites out there, I command you, make me a Bible study. Do it now. I decree it will be Saturday nights.
Do it.
No, I kid. That's cool. Yeah.
All right, so who's up next now that I did two in a row?
Game Randy, it's next.
Okay. KJ writes to say, hello, I just started listening to your podcast after it highlighted by the BungieNet forum, and I have been listening since episode 103. I have to say this one is the best podcast I have ever heard to tune into. Anywho, in one of Bungie's updates, or a movie from one of the game conferences, they said that there was going to be a full map or lever editor. Now, this could be like a Far Cry kind of map editor or more complicated add-on textures and whatever editor. Either way, it sounds interesting, but it brings up a point. We now know what Bungie is capable, if not willing, to add extras to their games, and not just lame movie extras or behind-the-scenes junk stuff.
Sexy time.
Yes. I am having a very good time. Please write in more and I will make fun of you. Do you think there might be a chance for Halo 3 editor? Or on top of, is he talking about the Halo 2 thing?
The Vista or PC?
Well, Vista's going to have a map editor. But there are rumors that Halo 3 will have a map editor. I don't know, man.
The thing about console editors, and I just want to address this real quick. You know, they've been playing around with console editors for a very long time. We saw it last generation with, like, Pariah.
I like Pariah. That's good.
Me and Pariah.
Yeah, you know, Pariah, which was ultimately a
like pacifier.
Super mediocre game, but, you know, the map editor was interesting. The thing of it is controllers suck when it comes to making maps, and you can't code in them. All you can basically do is just kind of play stuff, and frankly, that's really, really boring. So, what I keep waiting to happen is for Microsoft to be like, hey, well, you know, since we own PCs, why don't we just, like, implement a map editor on the PC side that can then make maps for the Halo 3, and, you know, we'll it'll be a whole package deal. I mean, they're already doing it. We're already seeing things get transferred from the PC over to the console with the XNA Studio Express, which is available for free. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's not like the technology's not out there. You know, something interesting, like if they wanted to just include it with the special edition, I mean, I think that they would sell so many of those. Mm-hmm. And that would be an actual valid selling point, because it's not something. It's not like something you pulled out of the game. It's an extra feature.
Exactly.
So, and if it's on the PC, that's a totally valid cost, because you'd have people being like, oh, damn, $10? I'll go make tons of maps and new stuff and... Just the integration could be incredible, and that's really what I'm waiting for Microsoft to step up and do. So Microsoft, man up. Make it happen.
Man up, brother.
Yeah, when I was at Seattle, the Crackdown event, a few of us were talking about Halo 3 and possible map editor, and someone had mentioned that XNA could be a possibility. But the thing is, would it be more implemented to the Halo 3 PC? I mean, I don't... You know, I'm not saying that it's coming out for PC.
It will, though.
But eventually it might, you know, as a cross-platform title. But, yeah, I mean, you make a valid point that, you know, they need to implement something where we can use PC to, you know, open-end the game, you know, make them just large. And
you know, there's something that's
keep it fresh.
There's something someone suggested recently along the same lines there. You could plug in a keyboard and mouse, and you could edit it right in your 360.
No, I don't think you use a mouse for your 360.
My only concern is, since the 360 is limited by its hard drive space, I mean, there is the almost official rumor about the 120 gig hard drive.
The Elite.
That's confirmed.
The Elite. And, you know, I mean, how big will these files be if you can download a map? Because I remember people complaining with Far Cry that it took forever to download somebody's custom map.
Sure did.
So that's another concern. I mean, the difference between Far Cry and Halo 3 is going to be astronomical. So, I mean, that's going to be a larger fan base. And unless they got, like, the networks set up to... You know, used strictly for map transfers. I mean, I don't see how this will work.
Mm. Maybe have like a marketplace or something. Like everybody can upload their map and they can like sell it for like points and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's like what they pretty much said they were gonna do eventually with Skater Girl and everything like that. But who knows? Maybe they finally implement that. I mean, Halo 3 would definitely be the right title to bring that aboard.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely. Shadowrun could do that if they wanted to.
No, Shadowrun won't do it.
Yeah. Shadowrun's not as established right now. And from what I heard about the learning curve,
No, I'm in the beta right now. It's actually a lot of fun. Learning curve's not bad.
No, I got the beta. I can't play it.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. Finally get the damn beta.
And my Xbox 360 is damaged.
Again.
Ah.
So, well, let's see. Who's next here? Decode?
Okay. I'll read it off.
Do it.
Yeah. Mike says, I think I know what the X button will be used for. It will be a sprint button, but you're unable to use your BR, machine gun, and ETC. Anything that requires you to use two hands. In the Monday Night Football commercial that came out, we see Master Chief clip his machine gun, assault rifle, to his back, then do a sprint after throwing the shield grenade with the pistol in his hand. The sprint will be capable, whatever. You can't read that. But there will be a negative aspect to it.
Hmm.
There was another game that did that for PS2. It was called Killzone. And it had a sprint weapon, but you had to, when you sprint, you couldn't use your guns or anything like that.
Yeah, kind of like Gears of War, where you do the roadie run and you're supposedly not able to use your weapon. But people found ways around that. But yeah, I mean, I could see the sprint being... implemented in a way where you didn't have weapons in your hand, and maybe you can carry the flag. I don't know. I mean,
how fast would it run?
It would be cool if, I mean, let's say, like, you know, you could be like a scout, you know, and just run around and, you know, get into the base and try to take out a few people or whatever, or you know how we do it in Beaver Creek, you know, somebody runs in, throws the flag out, and you know, gives teammates a good chance to win. I mean, there is some strategy to having some kind of sprint feature, but yeah, you would have to balance it out by not having weapons in hand, so it's a little tricky. But then again, they could sprint, stop, and then you know, take out their rocket launcher. So I mean,
little fatigue bar.
Yeah. I don't know. I really don't think they'll have that though, because of how Halo is. You know, when you first played Halo 1, you're like, wow, this is slow. And then you're like, wait a minute, mm-hmm. this is probably how fast like a normal person walks. You know, yeah. So it's like they actually got that kind of right, you know. And then with the addition of the mongooses or mongeese or whatever you call them, mm-hmm. then you know, I think that mongoose kind of mongoose eye. I think that kind of takes place of a sprint feature, because you can't fire any weapons when you're driving the mongoose. I mean, you can in the, you know, in the back, but it seems like that's kind of the sprint is driving a mongoose around, but who mm-hmm. knows? I may be wrong.
I could be right.
You never know.
So let's do it. Let's go to the next one. Ah, Scrawny Pale Man. Now this one is Encyclopedia. What happened? Somebody spilled milk on their.
Yeah, after seeing how long this was.
Well, I'll start it off, and when I get another asthma attack, I'll that'll be my signal. So somebody else can take off. All right, he goes. This is how I think Halo 3 should end. In the last level of Halo 3, you and the Arbiter are on top of a ruined house, surrounded by thousands of brutes. In this level, you hold down whatever button is used for switching weapons. The game pauses, and you can choose any weapon except rocket launcher and Spartan laser. For all other weapons, you have unlimited ammo. You also have an extra amount of health shield because you got more advanced armor. As you slowly manage to kill brutes, a cutscene happens showing you and the Arbiter back-to-back killing brutes. In the distance, a new type of brute tank comes that has a scarab gun attached to it, a scarab cannon. The Arbiter passes you a Spartan laser from someplace and tells you...
His pocket.
From someplace he had a hiding...
Yeah, you hear a suction sound as he takes it out from someplace. And he tells you to destroy the tank. You shoot it and throw the energy-depleted Spartan laser at the brute, killing him. Wow, that's a lot of G-force behind that throw. Ah. The fight resumes. After killing more brutes, the final cutscene starts. The first thing it shows is a brute ordering a jackal sniper, assuming they are still with the Covenant, to snipe you. As the jackal is about to shoot, the Arbiter notices him and yells, "Look out!" The Arbiter jumps in front of you and takes the shot for you. As you see the Arbiter fall, you snipe the jackal. You kneel down beside the Arbiter to see what happened and if he can help. Before I continue, I must add some important information. The Covenant built like a halo structure around Earth. What? Planning to wipe out the human race. Also, the remaining humans went into the Forerunner structure seen in the trailer. It turned out Earth was a shield world. Back to the ending. As you kneel there, the Arbiter hands you another Spartan laser and tells you he got it from the dead brute. Now, how did he get it from the dead brute if you're on top of a destroyed house? All right.
The Covenant just got shot.
He then shows you a Covenant capital ship. It tells you to shoot the lateral line, which is where the plasma shoots from. It results into an explosion so big that half of the Covenant army was wiped out. As you look back to the Arbiter, you pull out a button. Where are you pulling this stuff out, dude?
It's my button pocket. It's where I keep all my buttons.
Button power. The button will detonate enough nukes to blow up a planet. As you get the button ready, you say to the Arbiter, "It has been a pleasure fighting beside you." And the Arbiter says, "No, it has been a pleasure fighting beside you, John." Then the Arbiter takes your helmet. Well, hey, no, he takes off your helmet, and we finally see the Master Chief's face.
Then they kiss.
Yeah, I was about to say, please, don't let him kiss.
Give me that coveted tongue.
Oh, yeah, the Arbiter's going to be female. Check that out. It's going to have a Captain Kirk moment. So anyway, it will also be an honor to die by your side.
Oh, my God. With that, really, you push the really button. I really hope they don't do that.
I know, right?
Green flesh is white.
This is like the worst thing I've ever heard ever in my life, ever. Seriously, man. Do you write for Hollywood?
I mean, are you
an employed screenwriter? Because I wouldn't be surprised.
Are you?
Did you have anything to do? Yes. Did you have anything to do with Snakes on a Plane?
Nah.
Alan Smithy.
House of the Dead. Was that you?
Anyway,
see the surface turn white as everything is destroyed, and the halo around the Earth blows up. While this is happening, the theme music is playing.
Anyway, then the credits start. Dude, you just made a worse ending than Halo 2. Because I refuse to believe that this is the last Halo. At the end of the credits, the camera slowly moves across the rubble of the Earth, and some rocks shake, and Master Chief's hands.
Oh, God,
hand
no, please.
Burst through the rubble along with Arbiters.
No.
Holy hands.
And they're doing puppet. They're doing a puppet show.
A duck.
Sorry this is long, but my whole family loved it. Well, Scrawny Pale Man, thank you for your time and writing this. But, I mean, quite interesting. But nah, I don't see that happening. It was a little too romantic for my taste.
Seriously. Like, I was waiting for him to get it on the porn music. Right, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody get the Marvin Gaye.
Oh,
dude, John.
Please tell me that there is no, like...
John.
I'll hold you.
Never let go. Never let go.
Right, and then the screen's gonna pop up. A little screen's gonna pop up. Press X rapidly to hold
the alternate ending. The alternate ending. You press X the wrong amount of times. You slip and you accidentally choke him.
Wow.
No.
Wait, really? So then John has to choke a bitch.
And then the song from Ghost comes on.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I think.
And they touch hands together like
tormented Scrawny Pale Man.
Like a bomb.
Thank you, Scrawny Pale Man. That was quite interesting.
Yeah.
You might take a breather, JBB.
Yeah, man.
Man, I sure hope they don't have any kind of situation where there could possibly be a sequel to Halo 3. Please, God, no.
Yeah, seriously.
That's like Return of the Jedi, like, showing...
God, let's move on.
Yeah, that's like Return of the Jedi showing, like, the Empire, like, starting to come back at the end of the thing. It's like, oh my gosh, you're ever gonna die?
The Death Star is destroyed. But
except for this little part.
From the floating rubble, we see the Emperor's head poke up. I'm
Shike.
Shike.
I'm an evil Sith, idiot. Think I'm gonna die?
Yeah. And we discovered it's little John.
Okay.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
All right, so let's go to... Oh, no, he has more. He also says, my favorite color is blue, and I think a crossbow-like weapon that shoots energy arrows, kind of like...
Oh, sounds familiar.
Yeah, what was the name of that darn game? Anyway, also, there should be a ballista. Giant crossbow that shoots an energy sword like projectiles.
Going Lord of the Rings on us. He gets a point. for having his favorite color be blue, because you're right, that is an awesome color. I'll agree there. But you lose that point and 7 other points for trying to put a ballista into the game.
Oh, man.
That's in addition. So, it's, you know, I'm not even going to go into the story, you know, the romantic ending for Halo 3. What score you got for that? So right now, you're at -6. You're at -6.
I mean, he brought us Brokeback Halo.
Poor Scrawny Pale.
Well, now
man.
We know why like, the Halo movie was canceled.
Dude, we already made a movie like this. Hollywood doesn't need another one.
Chief Ledger is Master Chief. With Jake Gyllenhaal as Cortana.
In the presentation to Bungie. Oh, so, man. What do you think? No, absolutely not.
Yeah, I know.
Get out. Your band, your children. Children are banned, and we're
security.
You,
we need you in conference room 4, please.
Okay.
Frankie, who's next? Get the belt.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody is.
I'll do it.
Somebody better read it.
Okay. The cheat sheet says, in the number one, in the end, it wasn't a big deal. That edition is for collectors. You know, the ones who could buy it were just $250. I think I'll be picking up that edition. I mean, who doesn't want every cutscene redone to look 360 caliber? Art books, bring them on. The helmet thing's a little lame, but it helps to sweeten the deal. Number two, the art book in fiction. Was it the helmet good for besides sitting on my shelf gathering dust? I don't mind, Will. But number three, Bungie.net seems more sleek and stylish, so I approve. Suppose I approve. Okay. Number four, as for the plot, I think the profits will come insanely close to activating ARC. Only to be stopped at the last possible millisecond. Jonathan settles down with Miranda.
A little interracial love fest. Johnson knows what the ladies lack.
Nah.
Okay. Number five. If I were designing Halo 3, I'd add the ability to have 50-person matches. Ooh. I also put people in some matches, maps that could accumulate 50 people.
Wait, hold on. Let's clarify here. This is you know, I was with you when you said the ability to have 50 person matches. That I can understand.
Yeah.
But putting in maps that could support 50 people, I you lost me there, man. I don't, you know, that's
50 people on lockout.
That's a pipe dream, man. What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Yeah, man. I mean,
what are you talking about?
Big team battle was a chore when it was, you know, 8-on-8. I cannot imagine 25-on-25 and trying.
Oh, 25-on-25 rockets.
Oh God.
Well, you know, I've had this conversation over on my show before. You know, where the question is, how do you keep a successful franchise feeling the same while still expanding it out? So like Halo 3 or the Halo series to me is very good in 16-on-16. You know, it's not small scale combat, but it's not exactly, you know, these enormous, you know, scaling battles and blah blah blah. So, you know, what I like to use an analogy I call steak and waffles, right? steak and waffles. Steak and waffles.
Okay, chicken.
Okay. No. So I like Halo. And I like Battlefield 2142, right?
Oh yeah.
So we got your steak over here with the Halo, and we got the waffles over here with the Battlefield 2142, which supports 64 players, but has no story and all this other stuff. Now it's just the question. Both of these are very good on their own, but I really wouldn't want to put them together. Now the reason I didn't say chicken and waffles is because that actually is a godlike combo. And if you were to put chicken and waffles together under the right circumstances, then I'm pretty sure your brain would explode. So it's steak and waffles.
Well, it depends what part of the chicken.
Right.
If it's chicken gizzard, then yeah, your head's going to explode.
Well, it depends. I mean, have you ever been to Roscoe's in L.A.?
Dude, one time I had waffles. Chicken and waffles in the yet. Wrong combination, yeah. Man, and my head exploded. It was bad.
See, I told you.
Awesome, dude.
That's not a comfortable thing. That's not a comfortable thing.
It was a long time recovering.
It was like brain
that.
Freeze, but times 20.
Yeah, I'm better now, but, you know.
I had pus coming out of my ears.
Some of my brain is like chicken. Newt. You know, it's kind of bad.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, good. That's, so let's go to somebody. Go to Beasting.
I got it. Okay. Beasting says, with the rising of the Halo 3 Legendary Edition, I think my money will stay right where it is in the limited edition version. Beasting, I agree with you. Limited edition appears to be where it goes. An entire game cheaper. Yep. You're basically paying $60 for the Spartan hat and a bonus DVD, which most of the limited edition, which most of the limited edition already has. If you ask me, it's Microsoft juicing out as much of what Halo is worth while it still has time. Halo 3 is to Microsoft as the iPod is to Apple. Without it, they would be in trouble. No, no, actually, Halo 3 is to Microsoft what Justin Timberlake is to Apple. You know, yes, it's going to sell iPods to all the teeny boppers. I mean, it's just the truth.
And it brings sexy back.
Yeah. God. Oh my God. Are they calling him J Tim yet?
Oh no, J Tim.
J Tim.
They are now, man.
His house.
I'm bringing sexy back.
Yes. Nice.
Okay, he actually has some more to say. Without it, they would be in trouble. I am confident, however, that plenty of people invest money into the Legendary Edition, no matter how expensive it is. So I guess it's a smart move on Microsoft's part to increase the price to $30. Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that's what they're counting on. They're saying, all right, well, there are enough crazy bastards out there who will buy it no matter what we charge for it, mm-hmm. that we might as well charge a whole lot for it. Exactly. Good luck to all those people paying amount for two games for only one game. I commend your allegiance to Halo. As for me, I will be spending my money on Halo 3 and possibly getting another game with it instead of paying for a plastic helmet that you can't wear. See, that's the thing. If you could wear the helmet, everyone would buy it.
Oh, heck yeah.
And then, I mean, like, seriously, you'd have people driving in it, you know, going to school in it. I mean, I would personally, like, pimp mine out like Mr. Chief with eyes painted on the front, and then I would never take it off. I would never take it off.
I hear the helmet's going to be made out of, like, bike helmet material.
Ooh, score. So it's also street legal. Nice.
So yeah. It's going to be like a retard helmet type.
For your cats.
Okay. Sweet.
Keep it up, Foo, and JVB.
Thank you.
Nizzle.
Biz and Nizzle.
You heard the man. Keep it up.
Biz
and J-Tim.
That's what my wife says. Anyway. So,
it's funny because it's penis.
What a weenus. Weenus. You know, I was thinking about that name the other day, the Weenus Master. I was like, where is he? I haven't seen him.
Where's the Weenus Master? He must come.
I haven't seen the Weenus Master on the forums.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, it's kind of tough, man. I'm the type that I'll see it at the stores and I'm going to wind up buying it. Right now, I'm a little objective, you know. I mean, I don't know, man.
I'm just buying the game. I bought the game on Halo 2. I'm just going to buy the game on Halo 3. That's me, but you guys do what you want. I know there's a lot of big fans out there that are like, oh, that sucks that they raised the price. I'm so mad, but I'm buying it anyway. Me, I'm just buying the game. I want to play the game. I'm not really interested in, you know, seeing, like, paging through on my DVD player a bunch of art. I mean, I'm sure it's beautiful, yeah, and I enjoy art a lot.
YouTube
but
all that stuff.
Yeah, that's me. I mean, you guys do what you want, you know, but that's me.
Do what you want.
Say what you can.
I got the limited edition last time, and one of the things, arguably the thing that I enjoyed about it most of all was the manual, actually.
Really?
It was done in the Covenant style, I believe.
Yes, and it had a little backstory as well.
Yeah, you know, and that was really cool. You know, it was an entirely separate manual where, you know, like I just picked up the new Def Jam game, and that manual was 3 pages long, in black and white.
I know, that's typical EA, man.
Oh yeah.
Right. So, but I mean, that's like I love manuals, man. My bathroom is just stacked with them.
Yeah.
You gotta read something in the bathroom.
I could see a bunch of guys named Manuel in his bathroom.
You take a couple EA ones.
Anyways, but yeah, no, I'm getting the limited edition pretty much just for the book.
Well, you know they're gonna stylize pretty much everything on the limited edition.
Yeah.
Well, legendary edition. Well, both editions, whatever.
Stick with your helmet.
I don't care that much.
Yeah.
Like I said, all the video content is going to be on YouTube.
Yep.
2 weeks before it hits stores.
YouTube. Nah, YouTube me.
Unless, I mean, they claim they're going to put certain things from the community, so I don't know what exactly they have planned for that.
Hey, you should talk to your contacts, like, inside. You know, inside.
Yeah, right.
Inside.
Shoot.
Inside.
Inside.
And see if you can't get an episode of Podtacular, and they'll be like, this is the special episode about Halo 3. So we're talking about this, and they should pick one from, like, last year. It'll be like, in Halo 3, we're almost positive that the Borgs are going to become the dominant race. We've decided to devote this episode that's going on the DVD about that entirely. Okay, so guys, what do you think? Are the Borgs going to be the dominant race? Oh, yeah, I totally think the Borgs are going to be the dominant race.
I guarantee it.
It's like the best idea since...
With capes.
Waffles and chicken.
Don't forget capes.
With capes.
Makes your head explode. Yeah.
Yes. but in a good way.
In a good way, yeah.
Like the back of a Volkswagen.
Yeah, in a good way.
All right, on to one from, let's see, Vote for JR, I think is next.
Yes.
It says, I think that the price hike of the Halo 3 Legendary Edition has its pros and cons. Pros, Bungie gets more money to make Halo 4 even better. Okay, that was a joke.
It's funny.
I'm sure the reason it's for a reason.
That was awesome.
Good.
I'm sure the reasons for raising the price was legitimate. Since the value of the dollar is decreasing, things are getting more costly, and production costs
that's
are skyrocketing. Blah, blah, blah. Maybe that's not exactly the reason for the $30 increase, but I digress. Hopefully the extra features will be packed with something with some good, long, interesting stuff. It'll be worth $30 extra. The bad thing is that although having legendary special DVDs and the like would be cool, you would probably watch them once and be done with them. That's what I'm talking about. I'd like to watch them once, maybe even more, so I'm going to get the Legendary Edition. As for the new Bungie.net, I really like it. It seems brighter and higher definition. The images look better with these changes, and it's easier to find things such as groups and people on the forums, and navigation's easier. I also think it loads faster. Yeah, and his favorite color is red. Thanks.
Vote for JR.
Yeah.
Score.
Nice.
Word.
Okay, Word who's next?
Motherland.
Word to the motherland in Finland. Forgotten.
Forgotten Euro. Oreo. Anyway, I personally am going to get the Legendary Edition. Halo has become a big part of my life thanks to Podtacular, and I believe I should honor Halo by buying the Legendary Edition. Plus,
honor
RVB and TSL DVDs are going to rock sores. The Spartan helmet will look tight on your head.
Tight.
Even
very tight.
You can't wear it.
My head is hurting.
Yeah. That'd be really tight, alright.
Can't afford to spend $130.
Have to crack your skull to get it on.
Cut it open, man. Duct tape it on both sides of your head. I'm the chief.
He goes, for those who can't afford to spend $130 on a game, try buying a collector's edition, and if you're just a simple gamer, just buy the original edition.
I'm just a simple gamer. That's kind of like, you know what that reminds me of? It's like when you go to a restaurant and you say, I'll have water, please. And they're like, would you like bottled water or tap water? And you're like, oh, I guess I'll take tap water. Like, the kind that comes from the sewers and is, like, regurgitated and everything and run through a bunch of calories. It sounds
what
great.
Is tap water.
Yeah. offense, man. But like, yeah, I'm just getting it because I want to play Halo. I'm sure the art is great and I enjoy the art and all, and I like to look at it online, but not so much that I want to, have all this extra stuff laying around my house. So yeah. That's me.
Yeah.
You do what you want. That's me.
Do what you want.
Do it.
Do it
now.
Hey, did you guys see this? This is off topic from Halo. Did you guys see the London PlayStation 3 launch thing?
Uh-uh.
No? Yeah, at the London PlayStation 3 launch, they gave out to everyone who lined up at this one store, over 100 people, they gave out 46-inch HD TVs and a free taxi ride home.
What? Oh my gosh!
Over 100 people who bought...
man, I gotta move.
Who bought a PlayStation 3.
JVB, we're going to London.
Dude, where's that time machine that so-and-so mentioned up ahead?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, seriously, man, this is where it's useful. Good lord, 46-inch TV? They even know it's nice because it's Sony.
Sony.
Oh, man. It's worth more than the freaking PlayStation itself, man. I take...
No, seriously, very, very, very true. Especially in Britain, where there is no HDTV.
There is no HDTV.
What, do they live in shacks or something?
Hey, obviously you don't have British listeners, because if you did, you'd know that actually they are living in shacks. I mean, it's what they do.
Oh,
it's part of the culture.
The email starts flowing in. What is this, man? This guy should be out of here.
Who is this gamer Randy guy?
By the way, that's true. My name is Randy, and I hail from Lithuania.
Do I make you Randy, baby?
Hidden fortress.
Oh, God. Somebody's breathing on the mic.
Stop breathing.
Probably me.
All right, somebody go to Little Cook.
Who's on?
Little Cook.
Little Cook.
Little Cook, he's a cook.
No, he's a little cook. He likes to cook stuff.
Little stuff.
Little stuff. Mushrooms.
Easy bake oven.
Look, mommy, I made a cake.
One up, extra life.
I'm Lil Cook.
I'm Lil Cook. All right, somebody read that
Decode,
one.
Decode, go ahead, please. Man.
Give you a dollar.
Oh yeah, Lil Cook says, "Well, it's Lil Cook with my 2 cents about Halo 3. I personally, I'm going for the Legendary Edition still. Even though they upped it by $30, it's still worth it. I can't wait for the helmet. I just checked out the new Bungie.net and I didn't look into that much. Just the front page and it looks pretty sweet. I can't wait to look more into it. I also I also have a continuation of my yo-yo tale from the foxhole. I went to buy my Halo 2 yo-yo, but all that was Napoleon Dynamite. Darn it. Wasted. Plus the string broke 3 days later, so it was a rip-off.
Wow.
I think Halo 3 will end in Master Chief will take off his helmet at some point, and they will start Michael Jackson dancing.
No. Said, like Thriller.
If I was a Halo 3 designer, I would put bots, and although Bungie for sure isn't, I'll put a minigame where you can have a BB gun, and you can try to shoot birds with it.
Okay. Wow.
And the amount of blood that comes out of your blood is your dizzy. Score.
You said blood.
For example, if you make 3 gallons of blood come out, you get 30 points.
Damn. Well,
that's a lot of blood.
3 gallons? Damn.
I would also put an Easter egg.
War Part 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
I would also put an Easter egg about Easter in it.
Okay. Easter egg about Easter.
Easter egg about Easter.
Nice. That's a good Easter
and
egg.
And last but not least, my favorite color is red. Shout out to me and Luke for being the only Arizona podcast I remember on the Frapper map. And shout out to Fumo for responding to my annoying IMs on Google Talk. Keep on vivin' piñatas.
Sweet. Dude, there's like 10 gallons of blood that come out when you do a headshot in Gears of War, man. It's just like...
Oh, you don't even want to count the gallons of chainsaw.
Yeah, really. It's like, dang.
Oh, yeah.
Take this to a blood bank, man. They'd be in good shape.
Yeah, and then, I mean, it reminded me of Carrie. You
know, yeah.
Like when the barrel of pink blood fell on top of her. It's like, oh, that's a woman. Anyway.
Oh.
You know, they didn't make... Never mind.
No, okay.
All right, so somebody take Bam to front.
All
right. Bam!
But Bam!
Andy,
do it. Hello.
Hey, all. It's everyone's favorite cricket grunt slash pigeon master. Wait, was that...
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out if there was a colon there.
Colon.
In Halo 3, I want to see the ability to connect your model.
I want to connect my model in multiplayer, definitely.
It's probably changed, but maybe.
Just for everybody, just for everyone's knowledge, this is spelled C-A-H-N-E-G.
Connect.
So if it is changed, then he displaced two letters in different places in the same word.
How many points does he get?
That's a plus two. That's some of the most creative spelling I've seen so far this year. I think we have a potential winner for the Academy. Okay.
Whoa.
The Wasp from Halo CE. What's the Wasp?
Yeah, what is that?
The Wasp.
I think that's
I
think that's the equivalent of like the Banshee for humans, where it's kind of a hovercraft.
That was in Halo CE?
I'm not sure. Halo CE, the thing is with Halo CE is that you can create your own vehicles. So yeah. they created like the longsword, and they've actually created all the Halo 3 weapons as well. So
The ability to dual wield gerbils.
Oh,
okay. Fair
enough. Very nice.
Sticky gerbils.
It seems like it would only work as a sneak attack though, because really, nice. Who's gonna let you stick it up there?
All right. Smash him on the back of the head with the gerbil.
Maybe. Is smoke grenades
going to be in this game?
No smoke grenades. Just smoke grenades. No to smoke.
That's the okay. Richard Gere grenade.
A skull that makes all the grunts say "ba-bam."
Well,
okay.
That would get.
Well, I know right. Something that makes all the ladies say "whoa, whoa."
Nah, wee wee.
That's the ability to connect your model in multiplayer, man.
I like to connect my model every time I get a chance.
Ooh. In multiplayer, baby.
You can't see it, but I'm waggling my eyebrows. Okay.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, wham, wham, wazzle. Who here watches Future?
Wham, wham,
who here seen it? Come on.
I've seen it, but I haven't really watched it.
Oh, come on.
You can wham, wham, wazzle.
I've seen it. I haven't really watched it.
Yeah, nice. I've seen it.
Fair enough. All right, moving on, guys. Someone take the hawk.
The hawk.
Be careful.
No, it's not the dove.
I'm a hawk, and I'm furious.
All right. Hey, guys.
Hawk, and I'm furious. I like to connect my models.
No, I don't know any of these people, so I can just totally, like... Just like go off on their names, but you guys should know better. You know?
It's become a tradition.
Okay,
fair enough. He goes, the Hawk 442 says, "Hey guys, just sending in. I think would be pretty cool to say in Halo 3. This may have been said already, but I don't seem to remember hearing it. So here goes. What if you were able to jack vehicles by jumping from your own ride? Here's an example. You're on a back seat of a mongoose, and you pull alongside an enemy ghost. The guy in the back seat of the mongoose stands up and leaps into the ghost, kicking the driver out. This might be hard to balance, but I think it would be awesome if they put it in." Actually, that wouldn't be such a bad idea.
Nah.
Yeah, but then it would make all the multi-seat vehicles super powerful.
Yeah, true.
You know? It's like someone's running a warthog full of flag back to base, and you pull alongside him and jack the driver out, and then just turn around and like drive him back to your base.
Yeah,
actually, that is a good idea. But then you'd have to have the ability for the person in the passenger seat that like, oh, I know what the X button does. The X button, when someone jacks the driver out of your ride, and you're the passenger, the X button makes you reach for the clutch. And so you're struggling for the clutch, and whoever pounds on the X button fast enough, you know, gets to either throw it into reverse while you're driving forward and make the thing
pull the work. Transmission, and then
yeah, you know, exactly.
Have to tow it back to the freaking auto shop. And...
Yeah, and then you get to scream, "Nos! Woo!
Nosh!"
Well, that was a bad
I'm the
impression
Hawk, and I'm
of
angry.
That's great. You're here for first. Send us your letters. We'll make fun of you for small spelling errors. That's your name.
Kneg.
Kneg.
Yeah. We will kneg you.
Oh, man. We're going to kneg you, your mom.
Ooh. Well, dude, we only went through maybe like a third of this, but we have so much more, but we just can't get through it, man. We gotta wrap it on up. I'm trying to scroll down at this point to the end, and it's taking forever. But thanks, everybody, for sending in stuff. Be sure to send in stuff next time, definitely, because the earlier you get it in, though, the more likely it's going to be in the show. Keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. Well, hey, wrapping up.
Yes, sir, Bobski.
First thing we want to mention in the wrap-up here is that Yesery Bobski...
You kind of paused there like, what did he just say?
Bobski. Hello, my name is Bobski.
How are you?
I'm from Finland.
My name is Bobski. Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, yeah, wrap it up, homeboy, just like that.
Just like that. All right, so starting off, we got the Halo 3 beta contest, just to let you guys know. If you want a free copy of Crackdown and access to the Halo 3 beta, we have got a way for you to get it right now. All you need to do is call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and imitate three jokes from Podtacular in your best fake voices of the people that said it. Yes. In a few weeks... What we'll do is draw a random winner from the people that called it in their three jokes and got them in, you know, all three successfully and everything. If you win, we'll mention your game tag in the show, of course, and you can email us your contact info and we'll kind of go from there. So, contest starts now. Begin.
Yes. And yeah, actually, it doesn't have to be like a joke like, you know, why did the chicken cross the road type of thing. It could be, you know, like a funny scenario that you heard on the show.
Yeah.
So, I mean... Start listening to the past episodes and give us your best impressions.
Uh-huh. Everybody's going to be doing the Arnold impression.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I mean, this
is... On GBB.
Like kites. Yeah, this is actually the first time we're going to try this. Hopefully it's not the last. So, you know, as we start getting a little swag here and there, obviously we're going to hand them out to you know, you guys and the Podtacular community. So there'll be plenty of chances to win stuff. We just don't know what it is.
Uh-huh.
We might have to start making stuff up too. Like, yes, I have a pair of beach sandals. They're autographed by me. I even have an old footprint.
Get a piece of Podtacular history. I've been wearing them for 4.5 years. That's before we did the show. Trust me, they're well seasoned.
Exactly. When you when
they're definitely
you,
broken
when
in.
You're walking, yeah. When you're walking the beach, people are gonna know you're around, dude.
You'll be like, "Oh, did you win that Podtacular contest?"
Dude, that is the bomb diggity.
Bomb diggity.
You know how the flip flops, you hear them, you know, like smack against your feet.
Yeah.
You're gonna be so worn in, it's gonna become your feet.
Wow. That's a plus. That's a definite plus.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. That's good when you're jogging.
Yeah, flip-flops.
You're jogging flip-flops?
All the time.
I come back
dude.
With that's... lots of blisters, but it's worth it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's how my calves are so huge.
Jogging in flip-flops. Well, send in your comments, etc. to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. And keep an eye on podtacular.com for an invitation to send in stuff for next week's show, like we did with this one, where we had three times as much information where we could read.
Mm-hmm. You call a listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo-related message. We play these back on the Customs and Call-In show, so don't be slow, because if you want to... have your voice heard? Make sure you send us something good.
Yeah.
Because that's the Podtacular show.
Yay.
Alright.
What was that?
I don't know. Waiting for...
Wow. Well, be sure to check us out, folks.
That's how we do it. Real old school.
Be sure to check us out at podtacker.com. While you're there, check out the forums. There's lots of buzz about Halo 3, Halo 2 Vista, new Halo 2 maps, and plenty of other stuff like events.
And literally, like when we say buzz, we mean buzz. When you go to podtacker.com, you buzz. It's, you know, something that Captain Crunk got to fix, but it's fun to hear. And also thanks to the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community site, well, community or site, contributing to our PayPal for the hosting bill, and subscribing to the show and reviewing us on iTunes. We wouldn't do it without you guys, and that's the truth. And I want to give a quick shout-out to Captain Crunk for all the work he does at the Podtacular website. He does this all for free. Well, actually, you know, every once in a while, I'll send him, like, my newest cream corn recipe. And it keeps him happy. I mean, he doesn't ask for much. So, thank you, Captain Crunk.
That's very kind of you.
You're the greatest, man.
Yeah, thanks, man. Definitely.
And also, make sure to check out GamerCastNetwork.com and listen to our homeboys, our affiliates, VGS, Video Game Show, GTR, Game Attack Radio, and Uncle Gamer with Liquid Life and Vicious 696.
They are our homeboys.
I remember them when they were just getting started. did they send you an email to and be like, hey, you know, I'm looking for advice. I'm thinking about starting this podcast.
Nah, they actually called me and
yeah, exactly.
Begged me. He was like, dude, we need your wisdom.
I know, it was very
since weird. I don't know diddly squat, I was like, dude, yeah,
get wrong guy.
Yeah.
Talk about cream corn.
Yeah, cream corn, dude, is the key. Keeps the audience into it.
Thanks for your advice.
It's perfect.
Yeah. Dude, the Cooking Network had a show dedicated to cream corn. And they had the Iron Chefs going trying to come up with the best dish based around cream corn. You should see it. It's not released yet, but it'll be out soon.
TiVo it.
It'll probably be in the Halo 3 Legendary Edition.
Oh, yeah.
On the special DVD.
Gotta see that one, man. Well, hey, shout out to Lil Kook, who recently listened to all 105 episodes of Podtacular.
Wow, he really did
that's
all
crazy.
Of them
wow.
From 1 to 105 over spring break and set a new Podtacular record.
We're going to have to test him out on that, man.
Oh, yeah. Little quiz.
Yeah.
Yep.
He said he finished like 20 minutes before the Friday night that he was supposed to be done. Dude,
that's crazy.
Guy's an animal. I'll
tell
you
what. Dude.
Imagine just going 1 minute over. You're like, no.
He must have dreamt about hearing our voices throughout that whole.
JVB is so sexy.
Like his mom's talking to him in Fumo Jive's voice. What was that?
I said I'd be curious to see, you know, I wonder if, like, he counted how many times you said cream corn over the 105 episodes.
Whoa.
Probably
extra
many
credit.
Times.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, really.
I want to give a quick shout-out to Gosmack09, because he's going to be the only one to let me play S360 while mine's at Texas.
Oh, okay. That's nice of him. That's nice of him.
Yeah.
He doesn't know you yet, but...
Oh,
one of those.
Ah, one of those, man.
Alright.
Hey, Godsmack, what's that over there? What? And then turns around, you're gone.
Don't shoot me.
How did he do that so quick?
So, Gamer Andy, Decode, thanks, guys, for being on the show. And, Gamer Andy, can you tell us about the site that you're going to be at again and your podcast?
Oh, yes, the promo thing. Hey, so I do a show, actually, along with a couple other chappies called Gamer Andy Live. I've been around for a while. And we're moving on over to worthplaying.com, but you can check us out currently at gamerandy.com. Mm-hmm. And we are a live, or uncensored, unedited, uncut, lots of talking.
F-bombing.
Talking
pretty sure we talk about things and stuff. stuff is highly featured. So anyways, check us out. Check out our community once it gets back alive again. And stay tuned.
Until next time, guys, I'm Fumo Jive.
I am JVB.
I'm the Decode.
And I'm Gamer Andy.
Thank you. This is
spectacular.
For some reason, I keep thinking of the Bionic Man song.
Bionic Man song.
We can rebuild him, make him better than he was before. Stronger, dude. Faster, Halo-er.
How cool would it have been if William Shatner would have said that? Can't rebuild him, faster, stronger. Handsome.
Lucy in the sky.
There's only one thing left to say.
Steve Austin, astronaut, a man barely alive. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man. Steve Austin will be that man. Better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster.
Joey, get to the Falcon. No.
Luke, I am your daddy.
Luke, who's your daddy and what does he do?
Who's your daddy?
No, it can't be. That's impossible. Luke, stop whining.
Stop whining. I'm a Jedi, you idiot. They're gonna be like, man, all these guys do is talk like Arnold Schwarzenegger. God.
Pretty much.
Don't they like anybody else?
But Uncle, I was gonna go to the Haji station and pick up some power converters. Get your ass to Mars.
Get your ass to Mars now. Do it, hurry.
There's so many things you could say when they blow up Alderaan.
I wish I could cry. I'm the only one. I need you.
They could be R2-D2.
Would that the day do?
You're like, what the hell kind of robot sound is that, Arnold?
10-gig game, though. 10 gigs.
Damn.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah, my PC would, like, grow legs and smack me.
Yeah. What the hell are you trying to do? It would grow legs and smack you? Like, with its legs?
Yeah, it would foot smack me. You never did that? Hot peas and butter.
Is that good?
Well, the plate, yes. The game, it was actually quite brutal.
Oh.
What it evolved in, since I grew up in the Bronx and we didn't have nice toys like you guys have now. There was a game called Hot Peas and Butter. And the thing to do was you take a belt. It's one guy has to hide it, and then he goes, "Hot peas and butter, come and get your mother." So everybody goes around looking for this belt, and you know the guy goes, "You're hot, or you're cold, right?" So he'll go, "Fumo Jive is hot. Fumo Jive has the belt." And everybody gotta run to the base, and then you know, until then you're just swinging the hell out of this belt.
What do hot peas and butter have to do with it?
I don't know, dude. I guess it just sounded nice. You know, like a good old wholesome family game.
There you go. Well, there's a game for Xbox Live Arcade.
There you go.
Hoppies and butter.
Sit down, clown.
Stick around.
You'll respawn in 5, 4, 3.
Spectacular.
GamerCast Network.com